the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good evening, and this is the evening news for today, Wednesday, 12th December 2018. I'm your presenter, Hassan Robinson. In the headlines, earthquake drills south of Dominica due to high frequencies of tremors in recent times. Caribbean citizens are urged to expect a major earthquake. St. Vincent and the Grenadines has made history as the first OECS member state to decriminalize for medicinal purposes and scientific research the production of marijuana, and the U.S. President Donald Trump throws a temper tantrum at the Oval Office. The details of these stories and more coming up.
Live free for a year with Quartz Ready Cash. Want to get all your bills paid for an entire year? Take a Ready Cash loan before Friday, December 7th. Enter to live free for an entire year. One lucky winner will win free electricity, free water, free internet and cable, plus free groceries for a year. Visit any Quartz store and take a Ready Cash loan today for anything just in time for Christmas, and enter to live free for a year. Quartz Ready Cash. Ready when you are. Terms and conditions apply. Replace, upgrade, or treat yourself to something new. Yes, you can with Quartz Ready Finance. Shop today and pay nothing until March 2019. Low monthly payments, flexible terms, and the assurance that your payments are protected against unforeseen events. Get what you need now with nothing down. Yes, you can with Quartz Ready Finance. Quartz, bringing value home.
And we're back. Honorable Hector John from the Dominica United Workers' Party was speaking at the House of Parliament earlier today when he emphasized the importance of education here in Dominica, especially in the field of rebuilding. He says that the UWP team party is for empowerment of the people and its independence.
And that is critical. And that is why we are people-oriented on this side. People first on this side, always. That's why we are speaking about people, making sure that everybody's safe. People come first. That's why I said education of the people. Ensure that they're empowered. They know what is happening around them. That is critical. That is important. How often that we utilize the information systems and move around the country and find out what's going on. Do we have our own seismic research in Dominica? We have to depend on Barbados. No, all these things we have to take into consideration. We have over how many things we have here? Sleeping volcanoes, active volcanoes. These are the type of things we have to look at and address as a country moving forward. I heard the member for the telecoms minister talk about 60 satellites phone. We could have that long time. You don't need credit for that. It's routine.
Meantime, United Workers Party candidate for the St. Joseph constituency, Ms. Mornell William John Baptist, brought forth some integral questions before the House of Parliament earlier today as it pertains to the laws governing development and its enforcement practices. Ms. William John Baptist questions the bill as it correlates with the building laws and says that it seems like the new laws seem to create a new governing structure, amongst other things.
On the other hand, Madam Speaker, one may ask, how does this bill fit with those laws in Dominica that deal with buildings, protection of the environment, or climate change? And I hope that the relevant minister provides this Honorable House with the answers. I note that this bill is replete with redundancy mechanisms. If properly enforced, will bring about major financial savings for our nation. The bill seeks to superimpose, almost, a new governance structure over the existing public sector administrative and management system. Already, Madam Speaker, I note that in the preamble to the bill, the Prime Minister has dropped his call for Dominica to be the first climate resilient country of the world, and it now says the first climate resilient nation. Madam Speaker, the transitory enforcement and application of the provisions of the bill should bring about a downsizing of our cabinet from a present 19 ministers to a possible maximum of 6, inclusive of the Prime Minister. And that streamlining, Madam Speaker, will inevitably lead to major savings.
The MP went on to question the Prime Minister's role and intention within the creed, if it's not a department of the government, and his position held within there. She then questions the possibility of the Prime Minister being paid a double salary if his positions held within the creed and the government require such.
Clause 4 of the bill provides for the Prime Minister to be a member and chairman of the policy board of the creed. And normally, a minister is assigned responsibility for the administration of a department of government. The minister is not appointed a member of a board. Madam Speaker, Section 61 of the Constitution of Dominica provides us with a guide as to the allocation of portfolios to ministers. It therefore follows that if the creed is not a department of government, there is no need for the Prime Minister to be on its board. The Honorable Attorney General may wish to help us by naming one body established by an Act of Parliament where a Minister of Government is named the Chairman or a member of the board of that body. And I'm not speaking of Petro-Caribe. But then again, could it be the intention of the Prime Minister to carry out public sector administrative reform? With that being the probable cause, then the policy board he wishes to chair shall be the replacement cabinet. Madam Speaker, you see, the Prime Minister would need to explain to this Honourable House whether he intends to make certain minister portfolios redundant or that he is intent on imposing a duplicating governance layer on this nation. I see this new policy board's mandate shall be identical to the roles and responsibilities of the Cabinet of Ministers, hence the need for the redundancy. Will the Prime Minister, as policy board chairman, be paid an additional salary commensurate with his chairmanship duties while he is in receipt of his public service salary as the chairman of the Cabinet of Ministers? And in local palace, Madam Speaker, what I'm asking for the benefit of the listening public is whether or not the Prime Minister is going to be paid a double salary.
Ms. Williams then finaled off with the questions of the legal decision power of the Prime Minister and his powers held in his position.
Another defect noted in the bill, Madam Speaker, relates to the failure to require the appointment of members of the board to be made on the recommendation or the nomination of any expert group or special interest group. And the principles of sustainable development and management require the involvement of people in their governance. Questions have been raised about the unrestricted power of the Prime Minister to revoke the appointment of members of the board. And normally in a democratic country like Dominica, the principle of natural justice would apply in respect of the revocation of appointment of persons, except in the case of political appointments. The appointment of a Minister of Government is a political appointment, so the Prime Minister can fire any minister without cause. One may reasonably question whether the appointments of the members of the policy board are political appointments and are therefore not justifiable.
That was United Workers Party MP for the St. Joseph constituency, Mona Williams. And the Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Education, Ms. Shanley Hyacinth, was speaking at the Early Childhood Development Symposium, where she expressed gratitude towards the donations received in the childhood development of Dominica. She also listed a few of the visions soon to be made a reality.
They have begun renovations at the Cassie Bruce, the Maho or Sinico River preschools. We have seen some investments through the government of Dominica at Jones Beaupierre in La Plaine. ResDM, Resilient Dominica, is working with us at Soufriere, and a new preschool will be part of that project. Clifton, which will be renovated with assistance by the government of Dominica. We have funds coming to us for the rehabilitation of some of our primary schools from the Canada government. And in that project, we will see refurbishments for preschool in areas as like Daly City, and we'll see refurbishments of the preschool at Grand Bay. With the assistance of the Chinese government, a number of new schools will be built, and included in the plans for those new schools will be the inclusion of preschools, in particular, Calibishi, Thibault, Tetmon, Bellevue Chopin, because we have to include students from Petit Savan and Pichelet We have funding coming from the Maria Holder Memorial Trust, a foundation trust. They are constructing 5 new preschools in Bells, Concord, Roseau, Trafalgar, and Warner. They have already started.
She continued speaking on the ongoing progresses and also conclusion of the vision.
We also have organizations assisting us with the rebuilding of preschools. All Hands and Hearts, Paybush Primary, Paybush Preschool, and now Mount Prosper Primary. And soon another preschool will be announced for their rehabilitation. We have emergency architects. They have assisted us with the preschools at Benz and Penville. So we are well on the way in terms of infrastructure and in terms of rehabilitation of some of our preschools. I want, on the behalf of the Ministry of Education, to express our deepest gratitude to all our donor agencies who have assisted in the recovery effort following Hurricane Maria.
That was Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Education, Shanla Hyacinth. And an earthquake jolted residents of Solvang, Dominica last night, Tuesday, 11th December. The first quake with a magnitude of 4.0 occurred at 9 p.m. local time on Tuesday night and was felt in Dominica, Antigua and Barbuda, and the French island of Guadeloupe. It was also felt in Roseau, Fort-de-France, Martinique, Pointe-à-Pitre, Guadeloupe. And the third earthquake recorded by the SRC occurred early morning and had a magnitude of 4.0 and was felt in Barbados, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, as well as St. Lucia. Marshall Alexander reports more.
An earthquake jolted residents of Southern Dominica last night, Tuesday, 11 December 2018. According to the Seismic Research Center of the University of the West Indies, Trinidad, the earthquake measured 3.7. The earthquake was reported felt very strong in the south of Dominica. It was very shallow, only 5 kilometers deep. It occurred at 9:17 p.m. last night, just 17 minutes after a magnitude 4.0 event occurred east of Guadeloupe. However, the earlier event was deeper at 10 kilometers. Some residents reported having felt both events. In recent times, there has been a series of small earthquakes occurring in the Guadeloupe, Dominica, Martinique region.
That was a senior weather forecaster, Marshall Alexander. Meantime, seismologist at the University of the West Indies Seismic Research Center, Dr. Joanne Latchman, says a series of quakes which rocked Dominica Tuesday night are associated with a string of activity being monitored within that region.
As you would be aware, we have seen interesting activity across the region this year. Certainly down here in the Trinidad and Tobago area, we had that magnitude 6.9 earthquake on the 21st of August. And a few days ago, there was a burst of activity in the St. Kitts area, where the largest earthquake there was magnitude 4.1 that occurred on land at Dominica around 9:17 last evening. This earthquake is associated with a swarm of events that is occurring in this general area in Dominica, and Dominica is known for having these periods of elevated activity associated with various volcanic centers. So this is another one of those.
That was the seismologist at the University of the West Indies Seismic Research Center, Dr. Joan Latchman. And the former Minister of Agriculture and Agronomist, Arthur Tenmate, has sought to give his perspective and concerns of the operation of a Creed under the DLP administration. Mate told Q95 FM he's concerned that Creed began its operations prior to getting parliamentary approval when the sessions are scheduled for 12 December 2018 today.
The person occupying the position of Prime Minister, when he went to the United Nations after Hurricane Maria and was trying to convince the international community that we were going to make some serious effort at restoring and recovery and do it differently and be resilient, and that's where I came up with that. And that's where he mooted the idea of the creed. Things went on for the last several months, and then we started hearing that some recruitment was taking place. The chief executive officer position was advertised, apparently, and somebody was recruited for that position. Other individuals were brought in and either recruited or being suggested for other positions in the creed mechanism. And for all intents and purposes, work began. Work began without the benefit of the authorization of any legislation. So that meant that the work, that any expenditure would have had to be considered extra budgetary, extra legal, extraordinary expenditure, because there was no, you know, parliamentary approval for the spending of money on a mechanism that had not yet seen the light of day as far as the parliament and the laws of the country were concerned.
That was a former Minister of the Agriculture and Agronomist, Atherton Mater. And St. Vincent and the Grenadines, or SVG, has made history as the first OECS member state to decriminalize for medicinal purposes and scientific research the production of marijuana. Minister for Agriculture, the Honorable Sabato Caesar, said the passing of the bill in Parliament on the 11th December, Tuesday, signified the Caribbean island was now positioned to become a globally leading medicinal cannabis hub, not only in terms of high-quality production, but also in research. He says the planning of this innovative industry has been carefully conducted over a long period of time in close consultation with the agricultural sector and many different stakeholders to reach the level of maturity we see today. He continued by saying there is a broad recognition and buy-in of the economic benefits this tightly controlled and regulated industry is expected to bring in terms of direct employment, as the creation of support industries and foreign investment. He then says that the St. Vincent and Grenadines is unique in that our growing conditions are suited to producing the highest quality grade medicinal cannabis available on the global market, and this is recognized with the increase in investor sentiment and inquiries we are receiving both regionally and abroad, said the Minister Caesar. Traditional cultivators, stakeholders, and others have joined the government in celebrating the passing of the bill, as the government now moves to direct its focus towards implementation of the legal framework for the production of medicinal marijuana. And following an angry Oval Office throwdown at the House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says that she urged President Donald Trump to pray over the Democrats' latest offer. And the Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer called the meeting with President Trump a temper tantrum and labeled it a Trump shutdown.
That is a political promise. Border security is a way to effectively honor our responsibility.
And the experts say you can do border security without a wall, which is wasteful and doesn't solve the problem.
It totally solves the problem.
But I don't want to take this. Unfortunately, this has spiraled downward when we came at a place to say, how do we meet the needs of the American people who have needs? The economy has, people are losing their jobs, the market's in a mood. Our members are already
left. Well, we have the lowest unemployment that we've had in 50 years.
60 people of the Republican Party are losing their offices now because of the transition. People are not, the morale is not up.
Nancy, we gained in the Senate. Excuse me, did we win the Senate? We won the Senate.
When the president brags that he won North Dakota and Indiana, he's in real trouble.
Let me say this.
We did win North Dakota.
This is a most unfortunate thing. We came in here in good faith, and we are entering into a discussion in the public view.
But it's not bad, transparency.
It's not transparency when we're not stipulating to a set of facts, and when we want to have a debate with you about saying we confront some of those facts without saying to the public,
we need border security. That's what we're going to be talking about, border security. If we don't have border security, we'll shut down the government. This country needs border security. The wall is a part of border security. Let's have a talk. We're going to get the wall built, and we've done a lot of wall already. Talk about the farm bill.
That was U.S. President Donald Trump, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, as well as Minority Leader Charles Schumer. And that's the evening news, and here's a recap of the headlines. Earthquake jolts south of Dominica due to high frequencies of tremors in recent times, as Caribbean citizens are urged to expect major earthquakes. St. Vincent and the Grenadines has made history as the first OECS member state to decriminalize medicinal marijuana and the scientific research, and U.S. President Donald Trump throws a temper tantrum at the Oval Office. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. Of course, if you miss any of our newscasts, log on to our website at q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. For any breaking story or latest development, send us your eye reports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team, I'm Hassan Robinson.
Of the hour news, as it happens, when it happens.